Welcome to Rams Talk Radio. This is Norm Hightower, along with Derek Ciappala, bringing breaking news for the Los Angeles Rams. The Los Angeles Rams just traded E.J. Gaines and their 2018 second round pick to the Buffalo Bills for wide receiver Sammy Watkins and a 2018 sixth round pick. Derek, what do you think of this?
This is a great trade for the Rams. This finally gives them a receiving core that's functional and can do multiple things from on the depth chart from one down to four. You're going to have your top guy, Sammy Watkins, as the number one. And you're going to have his partner in Buffalo, now in L.A., Robert Woods, at number two. You're going to have Tavon Austin in the slot or Cooper Kupp in the slot. There's just so many more things they can do now moving through the season offensively. This is a great trade for the Rams. I mean, outstanding.
Yeah, I'm extremely happy with it, too. I thought that when I saw it, I couldn't believe my eyes. And it brought to me a couple of questions that I've been kind of thinking about. So does this keep Tavon with the Rams with that huge contract he just signed? Does it give them the ability to maybe unload him in the future if they're not happy with him, considering the numbers haven't been there and the injuries seem to be piling up a little bit for him? I'm not saying they should trade Tavon. I'm just saying it does open the door up a little bit for that. But if they keep all the receivers that we have on staff right now, we just went from having one of the most mediocre to lesser tier level wide receiving cores to one that's pretty darn good.
Well, I mean, for your question, I think that when we look at Tavon Austin, I don't know that it has a whole lot to do right now with Watkins as much as giving Sean McVay some room in the offense to move Tavon Austin around. He no longer actually has to be at the number two. They can move him around. They can put him in the slot. They can put him in the backfield. It's a lot easier for them to play with him in the offense now that there's more flexibility at the wide receiver position. So I don't know that they can even really unload him anyways. His contract is so expensive. I'm not sure how many teams are going to want to take a flyer on him.
Well, and I agree with that. It's just how can they afford to pay Tavon what they're paying him and then sign Sammy Watkins to a long-term contract and pay him what he's owed or what he should be paid? I don't know how we can have those kind of contracts on the same team. So that's what got me thinking about maybe Tavon being shopped or try to make a splash with all the receivers that we have this year and look at maybe next year figuring out what to do there. But regardless, having Sammy Watkins, Tavon Austin on the same team, along with Robert Woods, throwing Cooper Kupp, and the draft picks that we got this year, as well as Nelson Spruce, our receiving core just got pretty badass. We all talk about the fact that L.A. has to have a winner in order to get people to want to follow them, or they have to be entertaining. I think they just accomplished both with this trade. And the Bills actually came out pretty good, too, getting E.J. Gaines, and then right after that they traded for Ryan Matthews on the Eagles. So the Bills didn't hurt themselves at all by this trade. The Rams really didn't hurt themselves either because EJ had moved down into the depth chart. So I'm thrilled about this. I think the Rams offense will actually be something to watch this year.
Well, there's still the question is, can they protect Jared Goff back there? If they can, then this offense, they can score 20 points game, right? With these receivers, they can, right?
Well, you would certainly think so. Part of the problem with Watkins in Buffalo was he didn't really have an offense that was good enough to really get him out there and let him do what he can do. And he's been, you know, extremely frustrated because of the fact that, you know, you guys drafted me to come in and make a difference, and then you're not giving me the targets that I should have. I mean, let's take a look at Watkins' stats since he was drafted. In 2014, he had 65 receptions for 982 yards and 6 touchdowns. that's a rookie season. That's not too bad. Comes in 2015, he has 60 receptions for 1,047 yards and 9 touchdowns. And then in 2016, 28 receptions for 154 yards and 2 touchdowns. Now, obviously, there was some injury with the calf in there and all that, but I would think that he could come in, and if the timing works out with Jared Goff and he can be our true number one receiver and get the targets that he deserves to get in a Sean McVay offense, I could easily see him throwing 1,000 yards up for the Rams this year and maybe 10 touchdowns.
Well, I think if he has a quarterback who has protection, who can actually hit him in stride, I think you're looking more at 1,200, 1,300 yard receiving year. That's the potential of Sammy Watkins. We knew that back when he was in the draft. If I remember correctly, both you and I wanted the Rams to take Sammy Watkins. They went with a certain other person who will not be named. And, you know, I mean, I was hardcore on Sammy Watkins. I was on the Sammy Watkins train. I remember what he did to Ohio State when he went against when he was playing for Clemson. I just remember that, and I remember thinking, this is a guy who can catch balls in traffic, who's not the fastest, but has great game speed. You know, he's never going to be clocking himself at a 4.2, but he finds ways to get open, and I love that about him. He has potential to be a pure number one receiver. And that's what we've been looking for since Torrey Holt was the star of this offense.
Well, you say he's not fast, but he ran a 4.43 pre-draft in 2014, so he's not slow.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's at a 4.43. That's pretty fast. But you know, they want a lot of these number one receivers to be running a 4.3. And then, what was that guy from the draft who was drafted this year at a 4.24 out of Washington? What was his name?
John Ross. Yeah, he's fast.
I mean, that's what these teams are looking for now. Yeah, in speed kills. But it was the other things about Sammy Watkins that attracted me. The fact that he goes up and gets balls. The fact that he's able to get open in almost any situation against almost any cornerback. Ohio State defensive backfield is traditionally one of the strengths of his team. And I just remember Sammy Watkins carving them up. And that was why I just fell in love with him for the Rams. And we've seen flashes of that in the NFL with him. But he hasn't had a quarterback to really throw the ball.
Well, I think there's two guys on the Rams right now that are really smiling, and that's Jared Goff and Todd Gurley.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, having a quality receiving core to where Goff can open up the field only does great things for Todd Gurley. And Jared Goff's got to be smiling because, you know, he just got a top five first round pick, and his receiving core just got really good. So I love this whole deal. I like the Rams making a splash, especially being in LA now. This is going to make this team, I think, a contender, if not this year, next year. And I'm super stoked about it.
I am too. And there's going to be questions about trading away EJ Gaines, but that is dismissing the fact that Roby Coleman has come in and had a great camp. He's solidifying himself above now EJ Gaines in the depth chart. We haven't had cuts yet. You can always find, you know, a cheap veteran to come in there and play a role once cuts happen. So I'm not worried about the secondary. I'm worried about, well, Aaron Donald getting to camp. That's what we can all worry about. But in terms of this trade, it's a no-brainer. Both teams win. The Rams needed this. I'm happy. I'm thrilled.
Well, the Rams brought in Kayvon Webster, who Wade Phillips had some history with, and now they're saying he's going to take over the starting role anyways. So EJ would have been number three. I agree with you on Roby, so I really don't think this hurts them at all, and I agree they could bring somebody in for depth. I agree. This is a trade that both teams win. The Rams definitely win, and let's hope they win during the season. And I also agree that hopefully we can get this Aaron Donald thing figured out quickly, because with getting Aaron signed and having Sammy Watkins having our full team on field, I think we're no longer lower tier, or maybe I don't even think we're even going to be mediocre. I think we have a chance to do really well if this team can gel quickly.
You know, the idea also of being able to pay Watkins, I think this does a couple of things. I think it motivates Aaron Donald to get into camp. I think that's got to be a motivating factor for him to get there, because now the competitor comes in. You see what's about to be on that field. And then two, we have to be able to pay Aaron Donald. They have to be able to pay Sammy Watkins to keep him, because there's no point in trading away a second round pick unless you plan on keeping the guy. So there are a couple really big questions that are going to come up. The Rams have a lot of salary cap room after this season, you know, to be able to work with some of that money, but then you have, you know, other extensions that are forthcoming. You know, we'll lose Trumaine Johnson at the end of the season unless something miraculously changes, and I don't see it changing now. They're going to have a bigger contract with Watkins at the end of his. So there are still question marks, but something tells me there's a grander plan in place here.
Yeah, they have to also pay Alec Ogletree pretty soon too. So.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I'm really excited about this. I hope they can figure out how to put, you know, cross all the T's and dot all the I's to get everybody in camp, including Aaron Donald. And you know, this could be a good year for the Rams. I'm really excited to see what Sean McVay can do with the offense now, having the weapons, the offensive line. You know, they picked up two players on the offensive line that are different from last year, and they got rid of some guys that we won't name that weren't performing as well as they should be. So if the Rams' offensive line is as good as it can be, if Jared Goff doesn't come in and stink up the joint, and if these receivers live up to what their capability is now, the sky's the limit for their offense, and the defense we already know is top 10, if not top 5. So it's an exciting time right now to be a Rams fan, especially with the first preseason game coming up on Saturday.
What's even great about that, you know, is we're starting to get these bad memories out of our systems here. We're able to start seeing these players moving on that really cause problems. I love the fact that both you and I have said, you know, he will not be named. It's like Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter here. We don't want to name that offensive tackle who was a bomb for us, but he was a downer for this organization for his entire career there. A huge example of the consistent bust that we've had to watch and endure with this team. He's gone. And, you know, even with EJ Gaines, he had a great first year, struggled a little more, had some injuries. He's gone. And he's kind of an awesome, you know, he went to Missouri. He was a Missouri guy. Kind of a reminder, hey, the Rams are moving on, not just from players of past years, but also moving on from St. Louis and Missouri area, getting rid of the local guy, though, and, you know, rebuilding the roster in the way they want to be.
Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up. You know, we both agree this is a great trade for both teams, but especially for the Rams. And I look forward to seeing what Sammy Watkins can do on the field this year with Jared Goff and the rest of the receiving corps. So for Rams Talk, we'd like to thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.